Under a brilliant blue sky at the Colville-sur-Mer Cemetery in Normandy, France, President Bush and French President Jacques Chirac stood together in tribute to the veterans of the D-Day battle, both living and dead. The two men laid a wreath, then stood at attention for a 21-gun salute and a jet flyover in the missing man formation. President Chirac then delivered a moving affirmation of the bonds between France and the United States.
For over 200 years now, the same humanist values have shaped the destinies of France and America. Our two nations have never ceased to share a common love of liberty and law, of justice and democracy. These values are rooted in the very depths of our cultures and civilization. They are the spirit of our peoples. They are the heart and soul of our nations.
When President Bush took the podium, he first offered tribute to Ronald Reagan.
20 summers ago, another American president came here to Normandy to pay tribute to the men of D-Day. He was a courageous man himself and a gallant leader in the cause of freedom. And today we honor the memory of Ronald Reagan.
Then the president turned his remarks to those who fought on that soil 60 years ago.
Mr. President, thank you for your gracious welcome to the reunion of allies. History reminds us that France was America's first friend in the world. With us today are Americans who first saw this place at a distance in the half-light of a Tuesday morning long ago. Time and providence have brought them back to see once more the beaches and the cliffs, the crosses and the stars of David. Generations to come will know what happened here. But these men heard the guns.
NPR's Don Gagne joins us from Normandy. Don, what were your immediate impressions of the ceremony?
It was a beautiful ceremony. I mean, this site is overwhelming in so many ways, with the row upon row upon row of crosses and stars of David, each a U.S. soldier who died in World War II, many of them who died right on the beach below. And it was a spectacular day in terms of the weather, clear skies, and with a huge audience, many, many veterans. Clearly a day that will stay with everyone who was here.
President Bush began with a few words about Ronald Reagan. How has the death of the former president affected the mood of the ceremony?
It is very interesting. I talked to people about Reagan, and a lot of them in the crowd hadn't heard the news yet. Now, the news broke after 10 o'clock French time last night, so people weren't glued to their cable television or anything, or listening to the radio so much if they're here visiting. But the word was spreading through the crowd. It did not have any big impact, except, I think, to add yet another somber note to a historic day and a historic anniversary. Mostly people were here to remember and pay tribute to those who sacrificed and their comrades who died. People were visiting gravestones of people they served with. So the president did pay that very brief tribute to Reagan at the top, but mostly it was a speech about valor.
You mentioned the number of veterans of D-Day that are there. Were you able to talk to them? What were they saying?
I did talk to some, and it was a very emotional day for them. You'd start your conversation, and they'd be proudly telling you where they were and what regiment they served in, but then they would get around to talking about their friends, the people they served with, who aren't here today to mark this anniversary, those who died in the war and those who have died in the years since. And you also get the very real sense that they do know that this could be the last time they'll ever be here. And they're reliving moments that some of those I talked to say never, never have really left them. It still feels like yesterday that they landed on the beach.
French President Jacques Chirac spoke very powerfully about the bond between the two countries. How were his words received?
Very warmly. He received loud applause. Interesting, too, because with Iraq and the disagreements between the French and the U.S. over that, there's been so much talk about conflict between these two countries. And Chirac, let me read a brief passage. He said, "France knows full well how much it owes to the United States of America. Each of us, every French family, cherishes the memory of those moments of joy that followed the D-Day landings. That friendship remains intact to this day." So he was a very, very grateful French leader on this anniversary today.
NPR's Don Gagné, who is traveling with President Bush in Normandy. Don, thank you very much.
You're welcome.